when all is said and done. The real meditation practice goes way beyond the formal elements of sitting, lying down, standing, or walking meditation. Whatever the focus or scope of our awareness and the qualities of heart we bring to those moments or are met by in those moments. The real meditation practice is how we live our lives from moment to moment. The challenges we face, the choices we make, the places we go, and the work that we do all become occasions for opening to the life we are actually living and the life that is actually ours to live if we show up fully and pay attention. You could say life itself is the meditation teacher, the curriculum, and the gift that comes to us through showing up for life in its fullness and meeting it with our fullness. Living mindfully is veritably the adventure of a lifetime. If I have been urging you to practice as if your life depended on it, it is because it actually does in innumerable ways. Only if you know or even suspect that it actually does, are you likely to have enough energy for the discipline of formal practice, either using these guided meditations or on your own. Only then are you likely to have sufficient energy and motivation to sit, for instance, whether you feel like it or not. Even to get up early to practice, if that pulls you in any way. And really inhabit and make maximal use of the infinitude of timeless moments available to you in formal practice of any kind, however long it winds up being by the clock, and without doing anything. Just giving yourself over to the domain of being, over and over again. Yet, again, it is life itself that is the real meditation practice, the real arena of mindfulness. In that spirit, everything and every moment becomes practice, and an occasion for waking up, for not getting caught in our thoughts and in afflictive emotions, for resting in a larger, more open, more spacious, more patient, more generous, more equanimous awareness that meets each moment in its fullness, literally and metaphorically, by coming to our senses moment by moment by moment. However old or young you might be, or whatever your challenges, wherever you find yourself, wherever you go, whatever happens, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, uplifting and gratifying, or frightening or depressing, wakefulness, as best we can muster it in any moment, brought face to face with the human condition itself. This is the challenge of a life lived and lived fully in the only time we ever get to live or learn or love. This moment, this now, embracing it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the full catastrophe, in the outer world and within yourself, as if how you embrace it really matters. And it does. More than you think, more than thinking alone could ever know, which is not a problem or a limitation because you are already so much larger than your thinking, because awareness itself is so much larger than thinking, and because it is so available to us, so close in every moment, right under our noses, so to speak. In this way, every dimension of home life, and parenting, if you are a parent, becomes part of your meditation practice, and your children become your mindfulness teachers, first live in and then at a distance, but always in relationship of some kind, as does taking care of your parents if they need your help, as does working, cooking, cleaning, and every other aspect of daily living, from the moment you wake up, which is a wonderful moment in which to bring some mindfulness into the body rather than just jumping out of bed on autopilot, to taking a shower. The next time you are in the shower, check and see if you are in the shower. You may not be, or you may have your whole first meeting of the morning in there with you. Waking up the kids, dressing them, having breakfast, leaving the house or running errands, making phone calls, sending emails, whatever unfolds for you in a day becomes the stuff of practice, invitations to wake up, to come to your senses, to inhabit the body, the mindscape, and the nowscape, and tune in rather than tune out, remaining embodied or recovering embodiedness moment by moment as the day unfolds. Even to those moments again, lying in bed before falling asleep, when, no matter how tired, you can bring awareness back to the body for a few moments, lying in bed in the corpse pose. After all, we do say we are dead tired. Perhaps simply letting go into this moment, into the breathscape, the bodyscape, and then, mysteriously, because it's time for it, into sleep. There is a time for sleep and a time for wakefulness. The risk is that we will sleepwalk through large swaths of our lives on autopilot, unwittingly practicing mindlessness and getting better and better at it, and more remote from ourselves and from the world, from the nowscape, all the while not even knowing there is a nowscape, because we have become so entrained into what I call the great escape, into conditioned behaviors and habits caught up in addictions to this or that, driven much of the time by elements of greed or aversion or delusion and ignorance, much as we ignore or deny how much that might be the case. And so we find ourselves at high risk of continually, if unwittingly, escaping into not meeting life with the full spectrum of our capabilities and our gifts and intelligences in the only moments we ever get, the only moments we ever have to live in. Not even knowing such gifts exist and are closer than close to us in any and every moment, again, right under our noses and in front of our eyes. Every pun intended. The world itself needs us to show up in our fullness, because the world itself is suffering a dis-ease stemming ultimately from the human mind, with all its precocity in some areas and its huge lack of development in other areas. The world needs all its flowers, every single one, even if they bloom for the briefest of moments we call a lifetime. Can we realize the flowering that our life actually is and open to it through the cultivation of mindfulness in ways that will give it back to us in its fullness and allow us to live our lives as if they really mattered, because, once more, they do. And in this way, experiencing the flowering of genuine happiness and wisdom, self-compassion, and compassion for others, in ways that are healing for ourselves and for the world we are all inhabiting, which never were actually separate. May you walk in beauty every day. May you stand in your truth. May you wake up to the beauty within you and around you. May your mindfulness practice grow and flower and nourish your life and work and your world from moment to moment and from day to day for the sake of yourself and all those who know you and love you, and for the sake of all beings near and far, known and unknown.